social gatherings or things with the music, dancing maybe, or anything that people would get together?
It was years ago, it was. I remember back when I was a boy, they would have little gatherings. But then again, it sort of got away from it.
What were those called?
Well, I don't know if they had a name for it. They just got together and, you know, maybe they was called picnics. Maybe they were called picnics in those days. I know that they would, years ago, they would have turn of ice cream, and some parched peanuts and stuff like that. We just get around and have a good time. But that's what we need more of now, is to come closer together. Because years ago they used to do it. I don't know what happened to these Marlin people. They just, you know, they just got away from it.
Yeah.
Everybody working, and they get home in the evening, they're tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then again, you need to, what we plan to do is to make, is to meet about four times a year. You know, this the club, the community, not, you know, just everyone in the community. Or as many as was like to just meet at the church on a certain, say, quarterly. That's the way we plan to do it. And have a sort of like a social hour. Just, you know, sit around and drink, have a little food, little things like that. Maybe have some little entertainment, little things like that to keep the community closer together.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we plan to do. You know, anybody could stand a quarter, you know, doing it quarterly. I wouldn't say you do it every month, but if you can't stand and make some arrangement where you can do something for at least once every 3 months, you can do that.
Yeah. That's right. Well, I know where we live, we just moved there about a year and a half ago.
Where do you live?
Houston, Georgia. It's out in Jackson County. It's just a small town. Because I go to school in Athens and work there, and my husband works in Atlanta. So we kind of live in between.
Yeah, y'all live on the road.
Yeah, on the road. But I know sometimes I like to go out and walk and get some exercise, and I've met several of the neighbors just doing that. Yeah. They'd be outside. But in general, you know, you don't know who all those people are around there.
Well, I have some white neighbors that live, well, a light white lady, she lived by herself. Her husband died right behind my house there. You know, it's just a little bit of woods that in between the two. When her husband was sick, you know, and he was rather heavy, I would say, fat or whatever you want to call him, pretty chubby. She couldn't handle him at times, but she was a nurse and she was familiar with handling people.
Mm-hmm.
And she could just about do anything. But every now and then he would fall, and she would call me to come and help him. And since he died, I mean, here recently, a month or so ago, her and her daughter came from Jessup. She has a daughter that lives in Jessup, too. In fact, she's a nurse at the hospital. And she called me to take some things off a truck. You know, they brought some drugs and countertops and everything that the women couldn't handle. And she called me, well, 8:30 one night. She said, yeah, she think I'm crazy calling you 8:30 in the night. I said, no, I don't think you're crazy. I think you'd be crazy if you don't call me and need me, you know. You know what I mean?
So it's nice to have neighbors like that who help you out. Yeah.
And same thing with her. I was sick back in, well, that was last year in March, April, I think. But I had an operation on the 14th of March, came out of the hospital, was out 3 weeks, and had to go back in. I had fluid in my lung, some kind of infection. I don't know whether I got in the hospital, and I really believe I got in the hospital. Anyhow, I had to go in the hospital. And I thought it was gas, because it was painful in my side. Oh, it was painful. And she came over one night and brought dye gel and everything else, gel, every other gel. She thought she had to help me, you know, but it didn't help. But I had to go. I still had to end up going in the hospital. So she told my wife, she said, anytime y'all need me, I don't care what time of night, just call me. Mm-hmm. Y'all been nice to me, and I mean, anything I could do, I told them, I told the same thing with you. If you need me, 11 o'clock at night, I mean, call me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, she if she needs me, she calls. And I'm sure there's time that she'd try to do without, but I mean, you know, and you hate to bother people, you know. But she called me. I mean, one day she told me she thought the house was on fire. She called me. I ran over there, and I hadn't seen no smoke yet. And she said, "You reckon it? My eyes full." I said, "I don't know the staff or the name." I said, "But I don't see no smoke." And I took my fire extinguisher and I ran through there because I could run right, you know, right on. I ran over there. I was out of breath when I got over there. I probably couldn't do nothing anyhow, you know. But she told me the house was on fire and showed me where the smoke was coming from. And I don't know nobody else. I took my son. Went over there with me, and nobody saw smoke but her. And she said, "Rocky, I'm so embarrassed. I'm embarrassed." But I said, "I thought sure I saw smoke." I said, "Stop it. I do not see any smoke."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we live like that. We live. In fact, I can get along with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I can get along with anybody. Like I said, I. I